Now, the theme of our first Sunday of Advent, and I thank Shirley and Lewis for welcoming us with the Advent candle today, is hope. If you will please open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1, and you follow along with me as we read verses 3 through 12. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, and we'll read that together, wherein Peter proclaims for us to look to Jesus as the living hope. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to the inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, which though perishable is tested by fire, may redound to praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Without having seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with unutterable and exalted joy. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls. Verse 10. The prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired about this salvation. They inquired what person or time was indicated by the Spirit of Christ within them who predicting the suffering of Christ and the subsequent glory. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, they were serving you in the things which have now been announced to you by those who preach the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things in which angels long to look. The Lord's unceasing blessings be upon you in the reading of God's Word. In the Old Testament, God's people anxiously hoped in the not yet fulfilled prophecies of the coming of the Messiah and experienced the mystery of the Holy Spirit who would come in and then go out again upon certain people in order to empower them for service. In the book of Isaiah, we read of the prophet's hope for the righteous reign of the coming king. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and of peace there will be no end. And upon the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. That's in Isaiah chapter 2. Since the world has now already witnessed, aren't you thankful that the world has already witnessed the first coming of Christ Jesus? Us as New Testament believers have personally experienced God's fulfilling the promises He made to the Old Testament saints and sealed us with Him by the permanent indwelling of His Holy Spirit. In other words, what the Old Testament saints hoped for to be coming in the future, Jesus fulfilled when He ascended into heaven and He sent the Holy Spirit to live within us and to never, ever leave us. Jesus made this promise to His disciples, and Jesus is still making that promise to us today. That on that day you will realize that I am in the Father and I am in you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, we have God's promise that the Holy Spirit's presence in our hearts, it seals us for the day of redemption and guarantees our ultimate salvation. Though we are in this world, we are not of this world. God will continue to work in us until He has finished perfecting us. I truly believe that the suffering and the pain and the trials that you and I go through every day is because God is using that to perfect us. That we have to be not resisting, but we have to be abiding as vines in the branch. We have to be abiding as we are the branch and He is the vine. Abide in Him and He in us during our times of trials and suffering. If we resist and keep kicking the goad, we will continue to compound our pain and our suffering needlessly. And it prevents our growing and maturing in Christ. And it prevents us from being able to be understanding and receptive and compassionate to spot where we need to minister to somebody else. Because we're so wrapped up in digging our hole deeper and deeper for ourselves. We need to recognize that we're doing that because you know why? Our sin nature wants to do that. We want to find a hole, dig it deep, and sit in there and pity ourselves. Our sin nature. The world wants you to do that and alienate you. And Satan wants to do that, and he's the one that gives you the shovel. And any other tool that will help you dig deeper and deeper. More than just wishful thinking, this living hope form a forward-looking guarantee of perfection is what is meant by Christ in you, the hope of glory. So as Hebrews 10:23 encourage us, listen, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. See, we can do all the wishful thinking, and Lori did a beautiful job in talking about prophecy, but you know, if you don't back it up, if you don't have something that backs it up, it's wishful thinking. He who made the promise to us is faithful. In the first coming of the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, as our living hope, our hope of glory, is the fulfillment of God's promise to restore us and all creation. This hope is the confident, the expectant, the joyful knowledge that we are being changed by God and will one day see Christ face to face, having been conformed to His image. And as He is perfecting us today, know this. Those whose hope is in the Lord will be renewed and their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. In anticipation of the first coming of the Messiah, those in the Old Testament who feared the Lord and put their faith in His unfailing love, they had to wait. If you read through the Old Testament, we're not talking a year or two. We're not talking a generation or two. We're talking years and years and years, hundreds and hundreds of years that they had to wait, generation after generation after generation, telling the story so the next generation can tell the next generation after that. Keep hoping in what has not yet been fulfilled. they had to wait. Yet hoping, believing, and knowing the Lord would always keep His eyes on them until it was time for a Savior to be born. Celebrating this Advent season for the first coming and the birth of Christ Jesus are what the angels in heaven and the Old Testament saints longed to see. Today we trusted God to fulfill His promise in the first coming of the Messiah. So our steadfast hope in the waiting for the arrival of Christ's second coming is secure. For God always keeps His promises. As we wait, let us rest assured and give thanks to our Savior that Jesus, our hope of glory, has already... Do you know what that He's already done for us? It's in our passage. He has already secured our resurrection. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. That's our hope. That's our joy. When a loved one passes from here to go to be with the Lord, we have His promise that we will join them. In addition, as believers in Jesus, do you know what else we have? We also have a heavenly inheritance. Not in some time in the future, we already have that inheritance now. Where we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, never be spoiled, never fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. In other words, in Ephesians 1:14 tells us that the Spirit of Christ within us is what? It is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. So let us shout out. Let us shout out. Let us shout out in our community what Romans 5:13 says. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow. Are you overflowing with hope today? The overflowing of hope actually comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. The hope does not come from within us. It comes from who is in us. If we release ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit, God's hope, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The hope of all of that will overflow unceasingly out of us. Are you experiencing the overflowing of hope in your life? Are you experiencing joy? Or is it just a hollow, dark shell? Colossians 1:27 tells us where to place our hope. Our hope, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles, that's you and I, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ's presence in us is the hope of glory, and this truth is full of glorious riches. You have glorious riches available to you today, right in front of you. You and I, who were once dead, are now made alive because Christ is in your heart. We know that there is life beyond this earthly existence. Amen. A life that will be glorious beyond our dreams or our comprehension. Today, let us continue to prepare the way of the Lord with the steadfast confidence that the living hope lives within you. So guess what? When you sit down there in the pit of darkness and despair, even in Psalm 40, He says that He will incline unto you all the way down as far as you dug, and He will lift you up out of the miry pit, out of the slimy clay, and He will set your feet on a rock, and He will put a new song in your voice, all to bring honor and glory to Himself. and others will see and fear and trust in Him. Are people going to trust in the Lord because of your joyfulness during this Advent season? The joy to the world. Do you know the joy to the world actually is delivered by His ambassadors? That's you. Are you taking the joy to the world? Or are you just going to sit and hoard the joy to yourself? That will only, let me tell you, in our moving, there are some things out of our refrigerator at our rental that I had to go straight into the trash can because it did not make it. Your joy will do that too and spoil and stink if you don't take God's joy to the world around you. I cannot think of anything greater where we can place our hope from today forward until Christ's second coming. As we prepare the way of the Lord and wait excitingly for His second coming, let us allow the Holy Spirit to deepen our maturity as Christ's disciples in order to better equip. See, we are made mature in Christ as His disciples so that we can then better use the armor of God and going out and be better equipped in ourselves to proclaim the good news throughout our community here in Piedmont and to other parts of the world that our Women on Mission are praying through the Lottie Moon time. And humbly serving one another, the person in front of you, in your pew, behind you, next to you, as exemplifying, and it was exemplified, but it was also commanded for us to do by our Lord. Since we trust and expect God to keep all of His promises, I bet you there's not one person in here that would say, no, I think God will probably not keep all of His promises. I know everyone in here and everyone that's watching online would say God is, He would not be God if He doesn't keep all of His promises. We have a reciprocal loyalty and commitment to our Savior to keep our covenant promises. All of us have made a covenant promise to the Lord. If you don't remember what it is, even though it was preached on this last year, you can go down into the Howard Room and it's there on the wall to remind you what our covenant promises are that we have made to one another and to the Lord. As well as by working diligently together to do the work of the ministry. Because our mission here at First Baptist Church of Piedmont is to continue unceasingly as I tap my arrow of blessings on the threshing floor, unceasingly to continue to be proclaiming the gospel, making disciples, and serving others. Without having seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him. Why? Why? Because we believe what God said through the prophet Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jesus is that hope. Salvation through Him and Him alone is our only future. So as an expression of our hope during this week of Advent, let us rejoice with unutterable and exalted joy and take every opportunity to tell the world around us to prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming. If you have a decision to make today, you can come right now. We'll pray with you. We'll only sing one verse as we come to a close in today's service. Don't delay. Come forward.